Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday. I pray that you are blessed, well, and in perfect health and spirit. I pray that your week is off to a great start and that you will have the peace that surpasses all understanding. This morning, I'm going to be reading from Galatians chapter 6, verses 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6 and 7. I wanted to talk to you this morning and ask you a question. Have you been planting seeds and feeling like they are wasted? Do you feel like you give to those that don't deserve? You've been pouring and pouring and pouring, running on empty, thinking that your giving is in vain? If you are in that place, I wanted to talk to you just a brief moment about the importance of seeds and what are seeds in your life, in our life. Every living thing on this earth came from a seed. Everything. You came from a seed. When you were born again, you came from the seed of God's word. Jesus himself, he was a seed planted by God, sold as a sacrifice. And from that seed, we're still reaping a harvest from it. So we need to know, like we need to know, like we need to know that if those seeds are not in vain, if God looks at you as a seed that he planted that is not in vain, nothing that you plant is in vain. Remember, you were created in God's image. So everything that you do in goodness, it goes back to the plan of Christ on your life. It goes back. So nothing, again, nothing you do in giving is in vain. Nothing. So continue planning your time, planning your money. Continue to plant the clothes off your back. Don't get discouraged. Don't panic. Keep sowing goodness. Keep planting. Your harvest is coming. I promise you that. Living witness, your harvest is coming. Do not grow weary in well-doing. Father God, thank you, Lord God, for your word this morning. Thank you for the breath of life that you breathe into us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who are able to have an awakening this morning so they can know that their giving is not in vain, Lord God, that the acts that they're doing, Lord God, to please your heart, it's pleasing just that you, Lord God. Teach us, Lord God, to know that when we do, we're not doing for man. We're doing to please your heart, Lord God, to glorify and advance our life, Lord God. So continue, Lord God, to give us a good, cheerful heart, Lord God. And if we feel something in our hearts that is pulling us, Lord God, to not give, and if we have to grudgingly give, Lord God, allow us to not give in that circumstances so that we may please you and glorify you in our giving, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that you would give peace and comfort to those who have been planning and waiting and planning and waiting and planning and waiting, Lord God. Give them peace to know that their harvest is coming, Lord God. Give them peace to stand on your word, Lord God, to know that all things work together for good, Lord God. And even though they may have planted, Lord God, let them know that in this season of waiting to trust the process, to learn something, to see your goodness come through out of it, Lord God. Someone is watching them, Lord God. Let them know that. Someone is believing on them. Let them know that, Lord God. So in the end, when the harvest comes, it's not just to bless them, but to bless all those around them who have seen and watched them wait and watched them sow without any sacrifice of giving up, Lord God. Let them know, Lord God, that it's all about your glory. Lord God, give them peace. Give them patience. Give them love. Give them forgiveness to forgive those, Lord God, who have hurt them in their giving, Lord God. Bless them this morning, Lord God. Speak healing over those that are looking for healing this morning. Salvation, Lord God, for those that are seeking a salvation with you or relationship with you, Lord God. I pray that they will find it in you, Lord God, and not in their pastor or their mother or their father. But they will seek you, Lord God, to have a beautiful, intimate relationship with you, Lord God, so they may reap that harvest, Lord God, of your love, of your blessings, of your unsurpassable peace that passes all understanding. Lord God, I love you, and I thank you, Lord God, for your work. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your goodness. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Love, have an amazing day. God bless you. Be blessed. Be loved. Don't grow weary. Don't weep. Keep planting. Keep sowing and wait for your harvest. And in the meantime, keep loving. I love you. Have a great day.